Masechet Shabbat Daf Ayin Chet, and we're starting at the bottom, right at the bottom of Ayin Zayin, in the middle of the sugya via, a bit of machloket via with regards to the amount of oil. Right, so we saw machloket over here, where what we need is amount of forever katan, being the smallest limb of an adult or of a child, or maybe it's two measures, an ever katan of a gadol and an ever of a katan. So let's look it up. The Gemara says no. The kule alma ever katan de katan ben yomo lo. Everybody agrees that we're not talking about a 1 day old, the smallest limb of a 1 day old. Veleta Rabbi Yanai, right? And we don't hold Rabbi. Look at Rabbi Rashi. Veleta Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar or katani, right? So when we say, and as far as Rabbi Yanai is concerned, right? We know that, and also we don't hold of this idea of either or. Or every katan shel gadol or lehefech. But kula chadru, it's one shear. It's not, like Rabbi Yana says, not the katan ben yomo. It's not either that or that. Right? V'hache b'hak, this is the machloke. B'hak b'hak b'hak. B'shimu melaza savar, ever katan de gadol. V'ever gadol de katan ben yomo. K'hadarinu, they're the same. So like this, B'shimu melaza says as follows, that the ever katan, the smallest limb of a kid, and then, so ever katan de gadol, the ever gadol, right, and the biggest limb of a 1 day old kid is the same measure. Rabbi Natan Savar, ever katan de gadol in, that we are talking about a limb of a small kid, and ever gadol de katan ben yomo lo. So I'm confused, right? Rabbi Natan says, we talk about the ever katan, the small limb of an adult, yes. And the big limb of a 1 day old child, no. Right? So it says, Dumaha Valei Tachlis. What's the bottom line over here? So it says like this, Toshma, we've got to learn to the Braita. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer, Shemen Krasuch Ever Katan Shel Katan Ben Yomo. That's the conclusion. So how much is the oil, the measure of oil that you want to be high for taking, doing Otzah on Shabbos? The measure is, right, the limb, small limb of a 1 year old child. It was a very, very little amount. So we see the shemen is very machmir. Now, then we got up to via mayim, right? Remember the Mishnah we said as well. What was mayim? So we said mayim kedei lashuf benet akilor, right? That was with this band aid, right? That you're going to put on some sort of medication on it with a band aid and to moisten it and to stretch it out and whatever that was. Amar Rabaya. Interesting principle coming up over here now. Quite an interesting principle. I'm discussing this over Shabbos with Dov Summit. That in Hilchot Shabbos, it doesn't come across so clearly. But really, we're looking for the kulas. We're not trying to find chumras here. If you see over here, the machloket over here, whether we want a big kid, a limb of a small kid, or we want a limb of an adult, would be, you know, the more that you needed to be higher for, the more makil we are, right? Because we're saying until you've got the bigger amount, you aren't chayev. And that's been with all our measures. We've been looking for measures to see not that the littlest that you can have that you chayev, but the most that you can have before you chayev. Okay, now the Gemara comes up with an interesting principle. Look at this principle over here. Now, we've also seen that some liquids have got more than one purpose, right? There's some things which they're better for, and there's some things which they are also useful for, but not the best thing for. Look, coming up over here, this example, the grocery like this. Mayim kadosh, Amar Abaya. Michdi, kol milta de shchichi velo shchicha, azu rabbanan batar de shchicha lekula. What does he mean over here? Look at Rashi. There's some things which are shachiach. Shachiach means are common, right? Or less common. Are more readily available, prevalent, less prevalent. Right, so v'heichet d'shchichi lukei atravayu. Go back. The third lines there of Rashi at the top. Kol sheshiaru chachamim le'inyan Shabbos. Wherever me chachamim made a measure of some kind, gave you a quantity for Shabbos. V'hu ra'ui l'shnei dvarim, and you can use that same thing for two different things, for two purposes. Chal l'shchichi v'chal l'shchichi, the one is the better one, and the one is a rarer situation. Azur Rabbanan b'shiuran batar. She went after the shchicha one, v'afilu hi kula. And didn't make a difference, it was the kula. So even though that was the common purpose for it, they preferred it, even if it was a kula one. Well, even if you, example, we'll see that in a second. Sheshura gadol. Amrinan stamel laha avid. I said that you'd use it for that. V'lo amrinan hoyel v'chazinami lemilta achrita shurakata nezil batra lechumrav api delo shicha. And he said, Chaim didn't say that if we've got something which can be used for two purposes, right, and the one purpose is a more commonly used purpose, and there you need a bigger amount, and the other purpose, which is a lesser commonly used purpose, but there you need a lesser amount, a smaller amount, let's go after the smaller amount because you already chayev on a lesser amount. And no, we went after lakula even if we had to use a bigger amount. We'll see some examples just now. Right, so here it says like this. So that's the first thing Abai says. That's if they the one is shachiach and the one is not shachiach. If they're both equally the same, right? If they're both shachiach, so here's the only example where we'll find that you go to chumra. Shchicha u'shchicha, right? If they both commonly used azur rabbanan batan shchicha lechumra, right? That's the one. Now yayin, for example, shtiato shchicha, wine is for drinking purposes is shachiach. People drink wine. And also refuato lo shchicha. Now the wine, we can use wine for medicinal purposes, like to if you've got a rash or something, you could obviously wipe yourself down with wine, but it's a less commonly used idea. So then azrabana batashtiato de shchicha lekula. Therefore we said that we'd rather go lekula, right? Even though it's for shtia. So there we need a whole revit or a revit of chai wine, whatever, the river revit, when the case was. But even if, let's say that a little bit of wine, just a drop of wine, could be good for something else. Chami said, no, the common purpose of wine is to drink it. Therefore, let's go after the measure of drinking, even if that means we're going to be makil. Right? Look at Rashi, shchicha v'shchicha. V'echad shchichi tarvay ezin l'chumra, u'mesharinam b'shira zuta. Then we go after the lesser amount. Right now, with wine over here, we said refuato lo shchicha. Now we don't say that yet. So yes, refuat lo shchicha. Kegod lashuf bo kilo. You could also use wine to soak this bandage or whatever. Afagav dechazil ad ikad abid bechalav isha. Or you could also use a milk of a woman. Veikad abid b'mayim. Some use it for some use water. V'chasin ayayin d'shdamavkim. And why would wine be less? Because wine's expensive, and you don't want to waste wine. So if you're going to use wine for something which you would have also could have used water for, with wine you're going to be much cheaper and use a lot less. So therefore we could be machmir and say, oh, already on that little shear you could be chayev. Hilchach azu batashtiato v'shiaru b'chdei mezigat kos. They went after water. Wine after drinking. So there was a cup. V'af agav de lekule sheyesh kan shiur gadu. Even though that's mekil. V'chein chalav nami chazi l'achila. Milk as well. Right? You can also use milk, which is good for eating purposes, and lashuf. You can also use milk to moisten a bandage. Umihu lo shchicha is not so common. Sharei afa mayim, even water. Ve'eshosim mi mayim hilchach azur rabbanan bat lachilot. We go after. We use milk for eating. Ve'shiaru b'chdei gemia. Therefore, it's a whole mouthful. Afa gav the kulahi, because also again, if we'd use milk for that part, we'd use a little bit of milk. We say no milk. Can also be used for that and for that, but the primary purpose of milk is eating, we go after the bigger amount. Wine is drinking, if we go after the bigger amount. Wherever we can, we go after the bigger amount, unless they're both the same. They're both equally used for the same purpose. They're chamim or machmir. Okay, we can understand why, because if they're both equally the same, shachiach, then why dafka the bigger amount, you're already over on the lesser amount, you can get confused. Right, look, let's carry on over here. Honey, you're eating it, right? And refuato is osha shchicha, right? As rabbanan bat refuato lechumra, they went to chumra. So we see that wherever there's the same, we go in. Look, Rashi there, but dvash refuato dam shchicha she'ein mashke acher ra'ui lekatid. If you have any other liquid, that you can also use it for a wound. Went lechumra, hoil v'tarvayu shchichin lechumra ba'ina l'shiurei. Now we said, ele mayim. Michdi shtiato shchicha, refuato lo shchicha. Now they're going to ask a question. Okay, fine. So now we're saying that water, the common purpose of water is for drinking. Medical purposes are not so shachiach, are not the most common for water for medical purposes. So how come? They're going to say, ma'a taima azul rabbanan bata refuato lechumra. So yeah, what was our example in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, "Ma'im kedei lashuf by metakilor." What do you use water for? Water is for moisturizing this bandage or for putting on cream or ointment. And yet, what's the primary purpose of water? The primary purpose of water is for drinking. And we just learned to klal says Abaya. When something is shachiach and something is not shachiach, we go after the shachiach even if it's lakula. So how come here with water, we went lechumra on water? We should have gone lakula. We said kilor. We should have said water, revi'it. It seems like you're using less than a revi'it to moisten this bandage. Clear? Everything clear? Right? So Amar Abaya, Rabbi says no. Begalila shanu. Where was that learnt? Look, the Masorah Shas actually says bedaglila shanu. Right? Bedaglila. Look at the Masorah Shas at the top there. He quotes the Aruch. That says, Girshad Aruch bedaglila shanu. Perush mei galil. Shen yeduin ki mo'ilin la'ain kilor kemo mei de kalim. He says, no, this is a particular type of water from the galil. And that water has obviously got some sort of very good nutrients in it. And that's known to be particularly good for this bandage purpose. Okay, so that's what we speak of. It's a particular type of water, right? If you look over there, he says, just like Mei Dekalim, right, Shem Yeduin Shemoilin Laharaka Be'erech Galil Vayentosot. There's also some sort of medicinal qualities of this, of the palm water from a palm tree. You know, you get like coconut water. You know that you get coconut water. You know what coconut water is? It's not the milk in the coconut, but you can buy it in the bottles. I actually have it. It's very good for hydration. Right? You actually buy coconut water. It's water which is I'm actually not sure what it is. But I buy it. I use it. It's very rich in hydration. I think it's water that they crush the coconut that's got the water in it. I'm not sure what it is, but it's made cocos. It's called. It's very good water. So I think that's what they're talking about over here. So that's what he says over here. You're right. Normally water we would use go after the kula, because we're talking about over here, this he says because of the Pagdidashan. That's the first answer. Rava says no. Rava says, Afilu Tame Basharma Kumura. He says, even in other places you could say the same thing. Why? Kadashmuel, because then we hold Lakshma Shmuel, Kol Shekaine Masu Umitlale Barma Maya. The Masu Lo Mitlale. Now, if none of you got a clue what that is, Rashi will tell you exactly what. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says like this: Kol Shekane, Kol Mashkin, Sheshafin Ben Kilo, any type of water which you would use to for a bandage or for that sort of purpose, Masurat, for Hacholi, which heals the sickness, Umitlale, Mesachachin ala Ayin, Umonin Marito, Right? He says all these things which you put on, which basically heal this wound until it's gone away, are good. Barmi Maya, the Adife Mikulu, and the water is the best for all of them. The Masu Velo Mitlale, right? Water is nivla in me, and water is the best thing because it gets absorbed straight away. Or you can dry it easily. Velo nigladin agabe, and doesn't form some sort of like a scab on the wound. So therefore, he says that we are bottom line, Shmuel's of the opinion that all the liquids which are good for healing types, and for that, water is still the best. So therefore, it appears that water here really is the best for this healing. So we've now got shachiach for that, and shachiach for that. We go back to our klal. We do this shachiach. We go after the chumra. So therefore, we fit in with the klal there as well. Okay, thank you. Now we go back, we carry on. Vishar kol hamashkin. We said in the Mishnah, Vishar kol hamashkin. There we said, Shar kol hamashkin, we want water, right? We said, revit. Starabaran, dam, makobin hamashkin, revit. Quite a bright idea. What's all the Shar hamashkin? Really, dam, blood, and all the other mashkin. The only other one we're missing from those, from dam shachat, yad shachat dam, is blood and tal, remember? Tal, the dew and blood. Otherwise, we can't account for all of them. What's dam for? Wow, dam is to likhol. You know, likhol is like put like that, like coloring in the eye, right? Like it also could be for dressing up, for ornamental purposes, also for medicinal purposes. Likhol by to put it into the one eye. Shekain kochlin levirkit. They would use it to kochel the birkit. What's a birkit? Maila sheboleted ba'ayin. Now, maila, I read quite a lot about it on Shabbos today. It's a glaucoma. Right? That's what we're talking about, right? In the eye. And that's what the blood is for. Umay niyus, what is that? What blood do you use? It says, yeah, dame de tarnagolet bara. You rush to umay nilu, but as a dam kochalinoto, what blood do you use? It says a tarnagolet bara. If you've got Likut HaRashi there, so he quotes a Gemara, he quotes actually Rashi on the Pasuk. He says that Tarnagol Tabara Haduchifat. Right? Somebody, anybody here living in Rochav Haduchifat? Anybody here living in Rochav Haduchifat? There were a lot. There was a Duchifat. There we are. Right? There's a Duchifat. Now you know what a Duchifat is, right? It's like a Tarnagol Abar. It's a wild chicken. Ukarbalato Kfula. It's got like a double, what's the Karbalato? Is it the top or the bottom? I never know. I think it's the Karbal, the thing on the top, eh? That like thing over there, yeah, on the top, it's doubled. Right, so that's, he said, that you use that the blood of a Tarnagol Abara. It's a wild chicken. And Rashbago mer dam kedai likho bo ein achat shekain kochlin liarod. Right, he says it's something else slightly. The if you look at the Mishra Hashas over there, it says, the Aruch says lirod. Peru she'alta karmito al gav eno. So some other eye infection. Mind you, what blood do they use, he says over there? Dama akustina. What's Dama akustina? Look at this over here. This reminds us now of coronavirus. What's a Dama akustina? Rashi says atalef, a bat. Right, this is how you get corona. You use a bat to blood to put inside your eye. Okay? Shekorin talfa. It's almost like corona talfa. No, korin, right? It's called the talfa. Talfa, right? That's the blood of the blat. So now we've got two different opinions over here. Right? We've got a Rishu Melaza says, then we're talking about the Tarnagol Tabara, the wild duck. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, we're talking about a bat. So look at this. The Simanach, the Gemara says, Gav le Gav, Bara le Bara. Bara means outside, like from a brighter. I always use that example, right? The brighter, it's not in the Mishnah, it's bright on the outside. And Gav, Begavo, it means inside. So you say, what's the Siman here of inside? Because the Tarnagolet Bara, if you look at Rashi over here, Gav Krushtina Matsui Betocha Yeshuv. Bats are found in the towns. Shuli Arod, Shushokav Betocha. And that's this infection in your eye, Zili Arod, is inside the eye. So the bats that live inside the town are good for the infection inside your eye. And Labara, Dama de Tarnagolet Bara, Labirkit, She Boletet. Right? And the Bara is a wild chicken, lives outside the town. It's not a domestic chicken, it's outside town. And this bara is like an infection on the outside of the eye. So you got the inside of the eye is the bat inside the yeshuv, and the outside of the eye, the infection is on the outside, lives outside the town. Okay. So now I may have done more rooms. Now the Gemara comes back to the question. Now, when we at the end of the day, we're talking about hotza'ah, taking out on Shabbos. So the question is, then we also saw now not everybody would have a use for this sort of blood. We had a discussion at the very beginning of the parak on, I think it was on Ayin Vav. I mean, on Ayin Vav. We said, Rabbi Shimon, Kulam Revi, Belonim Ruka, Shunal El Lamatsni Ehen. And we said, what do you mean, El Lamatsni Ehen? Because he said, when we had a machlok in the previous Amud as well, we saw there that Tanakama Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar argued about a person who's Matsnia. If there's somebody who, for him, it's got value, but for nobody else it's got value, then for him, if he takes it out on Shabbos, so even by kolshu, a little amount, he'd be chayev. And then we saw in the Mishnah, in this Mishnah we already have the other, Rabbi Shimon said, no, all these measures we're speaking about are, everything is really revi'it, unless it's something which for you was important, and you kept it, and you looked after it, even less than a revi'it would be a shiur, and this shiur here is for you. Remember that? Was that these measures are given for your uniqueness. You with me? Anybody remember that? Michael. Now Michael's going off. I was talking to me. You remember that? Okay, so I remember that. Anybody remember that? Right. So that's a question that we're asking now. So everyone says, Bamed, removing all these measures over here, what are we talking about? So he says, Rashbag, Bemotzi, Aba Bematznia, Kol Shehu Chayef. Right? That is for the person doing Hotza'ah. Right, but for the matzniya kol shu chayev, anybody would be chayev. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, but I'm going to remember matzniya, but motzi, I know chayev, ele berevi'it. Umorim chacham, Rabbi Shimon, but motzi, shof, chino shu rabbi, shishimri, that's the end of the Mishnah. Right, so that's that quote from the Mishnah there, right? That's your back quote in the Mishnah, that the motzi, but I'm going to remember motzi, but matzniya kol shu, Rabbi Shimon said, no, remember matzniya, but motzi, I know chayev, ele berevi'it. So as a rule, it's a revi'it, unless for you it's very important. Now the Gemara quotes that Gemara. Amar mar, bame devarim amurim b'motzi, b'matzniya kol shehu. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, b'matzniya and b'motzi? When are you chayev? You're only chayev if you do hotza'ah. You aren't chayev if you only did hatznayev. You kept it, you aren't chayev. When do you become chayev? When you actually do hotzah. That's what Gemara is saying. Atu matznia, lav motziu. But what do you mean? Why do you call it a matznia? Look at Rashi over here. Halo ein mitchayev el al yedei hotzah. Right? So he says like this. Hold on. We're talking about Betalmid Shamal Rabo. Lechu pinali amakom lesuda. Lechu pinali dabar chashuv lekol chayav bilavei. Dabar sheno chashuv lekol. Iatzne rabbi mechayev alei ilo mechayev. Look at what's going to be here. Same case like this. That his Rav told him to go and clear out a room. Right? Now, his Rav, Rashi is not a rabbi and a student. It's like a carpenter, an artisan, learning a trade. We'll see this inside in a second. And his master, his trainer said, go clean out the room, whatever the case was. Now, if his master had certain things there that for him were important. Now, he took them out on Shabbos. So is he chayev now hotzah for those things, even if they're a smaller amount, because for his Rav, for his master, they were important or not? Okay? That's what we're talking about. Look at Rashi over here with me. We'll go through a few Rashis here together. So the first Rashi quotes the actual Mishnah. Look here, the very second last narrow lines of Rashi. The guy himself, for him it was, I'm doing quick chazor, yeah? For him itself was important, and he went and did hotzah, but b'motzi, Adam Sheloitznir, but if anybody else who did it, Votzio Enochayev Elebrevit. He's the only Chayev on a Revit, not on that smaller amount, like a person who for him it was valuable. Okay, now, Atu Matzia, we saw that now. Amar Abaya Tacha Betalmid Kagon Shule Denagri. Right? Like an artisan, a guy's doing an apprenticeship for a carpenter. Shomelo Rabo. Lechu Pinali Amakob, go clean at that place. Now, Davar Shechashuv Lako Mechaibale. Anything that everybody's Chashuv for. Right? If you did hotzah on that, you chayev. Everybody's chayev on that. Everybody's chashuv. V'afal gav, the law itznei rabbe letzorko. Even though his rav didn't do it. But now, davar she'eno chashuv lako, but something's not important to everybody. It's limited to only some people have a value for it and are careful about it. V'achi karmer, this is what we're speaking about here. B'meh, davar mamurim, davar ina inshura. When do we say we need a shiur? Right? The shiur we saw over here. Because as a rule, for liquids, it's a revit. Why we've got this whole list of shiurim for bayim, a kilor, and for shemen, and for wine, etc., etc., etc. What's the shiur for? The chashvim would say, klomar b'davar she'ein lecha leilech bo el achar hotza'ato shel ze, she'amachshava tluya b'ze shohotzi. It would depend now where your focus is, right? Are you going to say this is important, or is it something unique to the guy himself? And let's say, why did he keep it? Is it important for him, or is it just a general importance or uniquely important? Gonna matznia koshu, right? Chayev, who would be chayev? Ze hamotzi o. That is at the moment of Tanakama, right? That Tanakama says like this. Like we saw upon Chachamim, that you only chayev, right? If for you it was important, or you going to be chayev. And the guy himself, who is going to be chayev, he'll be chayev with these shiurim. Rashi Rabbi Shimon Azul Amr says like this. The Amar Bepirkin, he said in the previous parak, we learned it early on, with something which you don't normally keep, and he wants and he hides it. He said that you'd also be chayev now if you took it out. While once he hid it away, he made it important, became important to everybody. That was what Shmuel Lazar. Chavim didn't agree. And now he says you can explain it as well. So basically, we can explain this whole sugi over here according to Shmuel Lazar or according to Chachamim. Either one will say, Shmuel Lazar will say that as soon as somebody made it important, it's important to everybody. Chavim will say no. Only the person that's important for is it important. And then Rabbi Shimon comes along, not Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, and says that even a person who it's important for him, he still needs to have a minimum shiur, and those are the shiur which we listed in the Mishnah. Okay? Is that pretty clear? So Chachamim say that everybody is a revi'it, and the guy who, for him, it matznia, it's pekoshu. Rabbi Shimon Elazar comes along and says, no, once somebody has hidden it away, then for everybody it becomes chayev. And Rabbi Shimon will say, other coin to Rabbanan, or coin to Shimon Lazar, it doesn't make a difference. everybody becomes chayev once somebody he's in it away. Chamim, according to Chamim, will say, I want a certain shiur. Go back again. The opinion is followed. Chachamim was saying that for everybody as a normal person, there's a shiur, and that's what the shiur is, which the Mishnah listed. And for the guy who hides it away, for him it's very important, he's chayv even on kol shiur on a much lesser amount. Rabbi Shimon says no. For everybody, it's a revi'it. For that guy who, for him, it's important, it becomes chayev on the measures, the shiurim mentioned in the Mishnah. The question now is, if for me it's important and I keep it and you come and do hotza'ah, are you chayev or not? Rabbi Shimon Elazar will say yes, Chami will say no. Okay? And then the question will be, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who says yes, you are chayev, would he say on any shiur like Chachamim, or would he say like Rabbi Shimon, only on that minimum shiur, that would be the machloket over there. Okay? So that's basically the three ways of understanding that. Okay. Now we've got to shofchin, to this sewerage. We said over here, shofchin lemai chazu, what's shofchin good for? Because we said there that everybody agreed with Rabbi Shimon, that when it comes to throwing away wastewater, that the measures are revit. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu legabel ben tatit. What do you use it for? Use it to when you're making cement. You put it into the water to mix the cement. One says, "Va'ah Tanya." We've got a brother that says, "Tit kedar asot ben pikur," that the amount of, when it comes to that, what you need to make tit is the amount to make a pikur. Pikur, Rashi says over here, is a black with a silver, but there's a fire, and they've got a mapuach like a pump, always pumping air into the fireplace to keep the fire going. And now this pump goes into a hole in the fireplace, and you need to seal the hole so that it stays sealed. So it's a very little amount. Right, it seems less than a revit. That's the most question, right? V'hatan etit lasot kli apikur, lo kashi, ha de migbal, ha de lo migbal. Look, Rashi, ha de migbal, kfar, chashuv b'kli apikur. If you already made the mix, then the mix that we want is enough to seal this fireplace. Abazeh sh'adayin lo nigbal, but if you haven't yet made the mix, eno ne'esar, eno nisha'er b'chach, lefi sh'ein adam toreach legabel shi'ur mu'at kazeh. V'im ba legabel, megabel yoter, v'oseh bo dray machem. He says, no. When you're actually making the gibble, when you're making this mixture, the cement mixture, you're never going to make such a little amount to go and seal the hole. You make a big amount. If you've got a big amount, you might seal the hole with a little amount. So the difference, if you already got a big amount, now you chayv on Shabbos, if you take out a little amount, that's enough to seal this hole. But to come to make, before you made it, the water you need to make a bigger amount, that's why revit is the measure, and therefore you only be chayv on revit. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamotzi chevel. Right, if you take out a rope, how big does it have to be? That I sort ozen lekupa. It's be enough to make like a handle to a barrel, to a box of some kind. Rashi says, hold on. All right, gemi, if you take out rubber, I saw tlai, then I power the chabera. Look at tlai, litlotobo. You want to make something that you can hang, something enough to suspend, right? A sieve or a napao the chabera. Rabbi Yehuda Merk, that he told me menu midat min al katan. He says, no. How much do you want? Rabbi Yehuda says, even less. La roto, luuman, kemidazo, nitzarich. If you need, like, to make a strap for a shoe, for a young kid's shoe, you want just enough rope or leather, whatever the case is, to go and show the shoemaker, this is what I need. Like a much smaller amount. Right? Nayar, if you paper, how much do you chayv for paper? Can you ktov alav kesher mochasin? To write on it, what's a kesher mochasin? Rashi says over here. Kesher mochasin is basically a receipt to show the guy at the customs official, that you've paid your customs. Okay? We'll see a little bit over there. And then the Mishnah carries on. Niyar machuk, if you've got paper which is written on, now you've erased everything on it, like already pre-used paper. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, shuv eno ra'ui lichtov. You can't write in any longer. It's already wasted. Lefichach, tzrich shiur, you need a bigger shiur. Why? Likroch ha-pitztuchit, to use it to cover a jug, to use it as a lid, or to wrap up something, to wrap up. You know, often when you pack away box things in a box, like Pesach, put your glass back in the box, you wrap them up in paper. That same sort of idea over here. Right? Okay, or leather, how much leather? Kedai lasot kamia. Right, you're enough leather to be able to make a little kamia on. We saw what kamia was already, right? And then a cloth, or is just basic leather. right? That's unprocessed. That's between or and cluff. Cluff, I think that cluff is a more processed leather. Cluff, how much, what's the size of cluff? That is Tova Lav Pashak Tanasha Bitfilin Shishma Yisrael. You have to write the smallest parsha of Shema. It's what's suitable to make the smallest parsha of in Tfilin. Right, look at Rashi over there. The Tova Parsha Katana, the Aidi, the Damav Yakarim, Lo Avde Minei Kishre Muchasin. So because leather is expensive, this cloth is expensive, you're not going to use this to write a receipt on or get proof that you paid your taxes. Elet Tfilin Mezuzah, use it for Tfilin Mezuzahs. Velo Mechaye Beshur Zut, and you're on Chayv on a little amount. You need a size that you need, right? You're enough to be able to write a parsha on it. Then the dior is ink. Enough ink to be able to write two letters, right? Grashly show my stay chuliot shall clear or shall crush him like Zavgan. Gather on two sides of a vessel or on wood to put them together like in the Mishkan. Kol, right? Then we saw they start to put in your eyes. Then he kol ayin acha, enough for one eye, right? Look at Rashi over there. Lekaman parich ayin achat halo kachle. But you don't normally do one eye at a time. But you do kol, you do on both eyes. Anyhow, devek glue, right? Rashi is a glid. Then he ten barosha shafsh. What is that word over there? Anybody help me there, please? Ten barosha. What's that? Shafshaf. What is a Rosh Hashavshav? I said the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. Okay.
Hashavshavet.
What is that?
Rosh Hashavet.
What is it?
Rosh Hashavshavet. It says it put on top of a bird trapper's branch.
Okay. We'll see. Rashi says in the Gemara. We'll see what it is. Zefet Tar the Gofrit. Then I saw Nekev. What's Nekev over here? Rashi's over here. Then I saw Nekev Katan. Rashi adds the word Nekev Katan. Klish not ninbo kesef chai. So if you've got like silver, like little pieces of silver, or tempi bezefet or begofet, you seal that little jug with it, whatever, even noke betoch astimanekev daknot, and you want to take it out of the silver, you take it out of the silver. And maybe to make a filling in your tooth, I don't know what that's for. Rat shava wax, kadadi ten api nekev katan, that's to seal up a little hole, and charsit. Rashi says levenak tusha, like a crushed brick. If you've got like crushed bricks, right? Then I sort pi kur shel torfe zav again for this like the mouth, the hole of kur shel torfe of gold smiths. I don't know what they use it for. Rabbi Yudah menak that I sort pit put. Rashi says to put. Rashi when he says pit put regular makom moshav akur. So now you actually like to put it underneath, like as a leg for where you're going to put this fire. Rashi says, "Yashayu moshivin al ken asu lechach kagon." I'm sure that word there, like it says there, tarpide, but I think it's like a tripod. I think that's what the word means, like a tripod, right? Like a tripod, leshafot hakedar, to put the pot on top of it. So I think that's what it means. I don't know, it sounds like it to me. Subin, right? Subin kedar itena pi kor shel torfei zav makom she'ein pachamim, where there isn't. Where there aren't coals, says Rashi, Tzorfin Zahav Ba'eshel Subin. You would fire up with bran, right? To fire up the coals of bran. Then Zahav, so it's of Sufre Zahav. Right? It's not Pikushel Tzvi Zahav, right? And then Sid, Tar, or Pitch, Kedei Lasud Ketana Shebebanot. Look at Rashi there. Tuplut Sid, Lashir Tasear. So I think it's like for removing hair, right? Like Nair. Is that something Nair? Is that what it's called? Nair? Was that a South African generic? I don't know. Is that a thing? Right. And then Rabbi Yudah Omer Kedar Asot Kalkal to make enough for a basket. That pitch. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Kedar Asud Undafi. And Rabbi Yudah says, Lasud Undafi. What's an Undafi? Anybody help me there? What's it? A plank? A shelf? What is it? An Undafi? I don't actually know what Undafi is. I didn't look it up there, to be honest with you. Lasud Undafi. Rashi says there's a note here, so it'll become clear in the Gemara later on. Anybody got a translation there? What's an undafi?
Spread on the temple. Clearing.
A temple. Oh.
Spread on the temple.
The forehead. Ah, undafi. Okay. Yeah. Okay, now, Gemara. Now we get into the thing that we said. The first measure we had there was chevel rope. The Gemara says like this. Chevel nami lichayet lasot tlai l'napo l'chabera. We said there that a rope was enough to make a handle for a jug. And then we said that Rashi Rabbah was enough to suspend a sieve or a strainer. So we said, I don't understand. Why did you say rope as well? Use rope as the amount to suspend a sieve or a strainer, and it's a lesser amount. It'll be more chai. Look at Rashi. Chem nami nechai b'shur azuton, a smaller amount. The chazid nami leklai dinap b'chabei. Because you need to hold to suspend a sieve or a strainer. Why are you saying no? So he says kagon. So God says no. Why not? Remember we had the klal in the previous amud. Abaya said when it's shachiach and shachiach, we go lechumra. So here a rope you could shachiach to tie up to use as a handle. Or shachiach to suspend something, to try something from the roof, or hang it, have a hang it. Those are both fairly equal. Therefore, we should go to chumrah. That's really what he's saying. What's this? No, what are we talking about over here? A kevan de charik b'mana lo avda inche. Since the rope, because it's hard, the rope is a much stronger material. If you're going to use that to hang up your sieve that's made from wood or whatever, your cleat becomes damaged, it would ruin it. Where rubber is much softer and it's gentler, and therefore you would prefer that. So therefore, it seems to be more preferable. So therefore, lo aved incha. Come on, go to brighter. Hotzin kedei lasot ozen lesal kefiv mitzriv. What's hotzin? Some more measure. The brighter quotes are some other things now. So what are hotzin avia? Rashi says avia hotzin. Hutza shel lulavei dekel, like a palm from the lulav. If you like, take off the lulav, those like strands, you know, you can make like a basket out of it. Then I sort ozen lesal kfifa mitzvitziv, to make a handle for this basket, right? Achaim omrim kli tenapi mashpech katan lesanet hayayin. Others say no. What's the measure you have to have for hutzin? Enough to put onto a jug, on a small jug, to filter out the wine, like to make a filter, right? Rashi says, look, Rashi, alpi masech lesen hayayin, shemakev apsolet vakmachim milikanes lepi akli. You put it over so that junk won't go into the cup. You know, those are the different measures for this hutza, right? Revav, what's a revav over here? Shuman, revav shuman or shemen, right? So you want kedel asuch tachat aspegin ktana. Rekik shenotin betanur, some sort of enough that you want to have enough of that oil, right, to baste an aspegin. I said like a small, remember we said rekik the other day, we said like crackers or dry bread, whatever, that you put in the oven, betachin tachtav lian, you put this like oil on it. The kamashura, how much is it? Sela. The shell ispigun, the size of a sell like a coin. Was if Tanya grugeret? We've already learned before that this revev is a grugeret. Why do you mean now there's different measures? Was it idi chachud? Same idea. It's a grugeret as well. Then muchin are like soft things like cotton wool and cloth and things like that. What's the measure? Then I sort kadruk to make a small ball. The kamashuro ke egos again like some sort of nut. Now we go back to our Mishnah. So the Brighter added a few other things, or other measures in it, and I would imagine then that those measures would be also subject to the same machloket of Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbanan would say that those are the measures for everybody. Now Shimon would say, no, those are the measures only for a person. For him, it's valuable. But everybody else would be the regular sizes or whatever it was. I'm just assuming that would be make sense on that point over there. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah spoke about Nayar. We said paper. How much was paper? We said paper k'day lichtov alav kesher muhsin, right? To write that receipt for the customs officer. So Tana goes like this, kama kesher muhsin, right? How big is this kesher muhsin? What are we talking about? So now, Rashi the Gemara says, shtei otiot, two letters. Look at Rashi. Kasala shtei otiot, didan dezutran, right? Small, size of our letters, little letters. Wait a second, Rami, we got a kasha. Hamotzin yar chalak im yesh bo kedei lichtov shtei otiot chayav im lav patur. Right, so now we think, look, Rashi says, yeah, kedei shtei otiot didan dezutran. There, like of the, I suppose that the moches would write very small. So therefore, if we're saying two letters of the moches style in writing, very little writing, it would be a small piece of paper. We've got a writer which says that normally, what are you chayav for a piece of paper? To write two normal letters, shtei otiyot. Look at Rashi, shtei otiyot. Right, so therefore, it seems like a bit of a stereo. Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Sheshet, Maishta, what are the two? Shtei otiyot shel kesher muhsin. Right, look at Rashi, shel kesher muhsin. Lo bai gilyon lebait achiza, shochzo kulo bekapo, pashut vroi. So he says over here that it's I don't know, there seems to be an argument about the size of the Kesher Mochsin. Rather says, was there a place to hold onto the paper other than the writing, or just the writing itself? You can hold it on the outside. The Hainu Kesher Mochsin. Okay, the other grammar is a bright. So now, what if you bring paper? We saw over there earlier that Mochan Achuk, we said, was to cover a little bear, a little jug. Right? Mate, you got a bright. Amotin in the Yar Machuk. Ushtar parua, or already a contract, a letter of what's it like, an IOU, right? A letter of debt. But it's already been repaid. So it's already got no value anymore. It's got no value, right? An IOU, right? Im yesh belovan shelok, that ichtov shtei otiot. See if on the white part, right, on the gilyon, on the actual page, enough place left over there to write two letters. Or bechulok, that ichroch hapitz lochit tana shel platon, or the whole piece of paper is good enough to cover a jug. Chayev, v'im lav patur, if not you patur. So now, let's just try and find the machloket, yeah? Remember, we go back now to the previous, this is a kasha we just learned. Go back a second. Now we just saw over here that if it hasn't got place to write two letters, then it needs to be at least big enough to cover a jug with, or it could have place for two letters. Now go back and see the Rabbi Sheshna and Rava over there at a machloket. Right? If you look at the previous. You know, I'm just going to mute this. Some noise coming from somewhere. I'm not sure from where. Okay. So now, if you go back a second, we saw there. We said, Amotzin Yar Chalak. That's where it's Chofsta Otiot. And we had two answers. Rav Shashit said two Otiot, two Otiot of a Kesher Muchsin. And Rava said two Otiot, right, with a handle. And Rashi explains there, Kesher Muchsin, in their previous sugi over there. He says, Kesher Muchsin, lo bayi gilyon lebayit achi, you only place to hold it. That's the machlok between Rabbi Sheshet and Rava. Rabbi Sheshet says that you need a piece that's small enough. You don't have to worry about having extra place to hold it. And Rava says has for two letters plus enough place to hold it. Rava says a bigger piece, Rabbi Sheshet says a smaller size. Here the Gemara brought a brayta, which said that you have to have enough place to write two letters or to cover a jug. So now the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rav Sheshet, Aramai Shtei Otiot, Shtei Otiot Shel Kesher Muchsin Shapir." We understand this over here according to Rav Sheshet, because the Brayta says, "If you got place to write two letters, then you chayev." That makes sense. Rav Sheshet said, "Place to write two letters, that's a Kesher Muchsin." El Rav Amar Shtei Otiot Didan Ubeit Achizah Danu Kesher Muchsin Hache Beit Achizah Lo Tzarich. But now according to Rav, you said you have a big enough piece of paper which you can write two letters and have place to hold it. This writer says, no, you have to only have place to write two letters. Right? The Gemara says, you're right, Kashia. It's a Kashia over there on Rava. It makes better sense on Rav Sheshet. Look at Rashi over there, Lord Tsarich. Sheachol Ochzob, Makom HaMachak. Vashtar Makom HaKtav. So because if it's already a piece of paper, it's already been scratched out on. So you can hold it where the scratched out piece of paper is, and the letters can stay unsmudged. What are we concerned about? If you hold it where the letters are, you might smudge the letters, right? So therefore, Rava says, you want to actually have enough space where you can hold it as well. But comes along here and says, you don't need a problem, because if we're using a Niyar Machuk, which you've already written on, and you've crossed it out, so then you don't have to worry about anywhere you're going to hold it, because you hold it on the paper where it was. So it's more or less the same size, if you ask me. That's the world. Tan Rabbanan. Amotzi Kesher Muchsin. Now we've got a brighter. This is like this. So now, on the subject of here, we've got a brighter that says, if you take out this Kesher Muchsin, and you haven't yet shown it to the Moches, in other words, you haven't really used its purpose, you've got a receipt. I skipped out the Rashi in the beginning on the previous Amud. Just to have a bit of time. It says like this. Kesher Mochsin is you go to a bridge. Let's say that you arrive at a bridge. Imagine you're going to a port. And you come to the bridge. You pay the guy on this side. And then you're going to walk a little further across the bridge. And when you get to the other side, you're going to show the guy that you've got your receipt, right? So he knows you didn't smuggle your way in. You with me? So that's what you need it for. So that's what he's saying over here. It's not exactly that. I'll be honest with you. It's not 100% what I'm saying, but that's how I understand. It makes the most sense to me. I thought Rashi is a little bit differently. He says, yeah, so now what does it mean? Until you've actually got to the other side or showed it to the second guy, you haven't used it yet. So it's shaveh something, it will be chayev. But once you showed it to him, it's got no value anymore. So therefore, you part of Rashi. Mishere lo moches veroeh shemachal lo rosh anahar tameches shuv ein tzarich lo velo chazimide. You've already been allowed to go through. Now you don't got no value for whatsoever. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Af mishere lo moches chayev. Even if you've used it, you still chayev. Why are you still chayev? You still need it. Right? You still need it. Now the Gemara says, my benayu. What is the difference over here? Rabbi Yehuda says that you still need it even if you've already used it. And Tanakama says you don't need it if you already used it. So Amrabaya, Abbas Ike benayu rehite muksa. Between the difference between them is rehite muksa. What's rehite muksa? A runner. There's a guy like an inspector on the river. He's running up and down, making sure, doing spot inspections. Okay, making sure that you didn't smuggle in. So even though you showed it to the guy, somebody might still come after you and say, can I please see your receipt? Right, look at Rashi over there. He says over here, if it sounds crazy, he says, like, of course, Sheratzina Chara Ovrim, guys who chase after people who pass over the river, La'al'il Alehem, Shlodat Nu'am Meches, to basically, to slip on them, if you never gave your money, they're going to catch you. V'toreach lo'ovrim lachzor lo'bachasneh, I'll bring you back to the moches. U'batzniah hachotem laharot la'elu, and you keep it so you can show them it's been stamped. U'letanakama lo matzna le'hachi d'chi rehite batre had l'gabe moches. I don't understand that last bit of Rashi, to be honest with you. Rashi Zaviyah and Tanakama says you don't need it, why? They won't keep it. D'chi rehite batre hadar l'gabe moches. If they chase you, just go back to the moches and maybe he'll believe you. I don't know. Not first answer. Rava says, Moches Gadol or Moches Katan. He says, no, why would you keep it? Because there's the senior guy and the junior guy. Right? Moches Moches Gadol. Right? Look at Rashi over there. Moches Katan. Pamim Shesh Moches Gadol Shetorech Lola Mordel Agesh Kola Yob. Sometimes the guy makes stand the whole day on the bridge. When my name Moches can he appoints like guys underneath him. Vizeh Mitchila Edo Mar Ea Chotem Shel Melech El Le Gadol. Rabbi Yudel Tzarich Lo Shakatan Yibanu Milavor. He says, so now there's the big guy and the bottom guy. They're like these junior guys that give you life, give you a hard time, and you've got to pass from the king. You're not going to show it to the pisha. Right? You're going to wait time with him. You just tell him I'm in line, and he'll say, okay, count you. When you get to the boss, you're going to show it to him. So it depends whether you need it or not. Tanakama says you don't need it, and Rabbi Yudul says that you do need it. I've actually got a third answer here. It says, Chad moches ikebenai. He says, no. It's one moches. We mentioned, Tarich lo larot la moches sheni, damele chazi gavre de moches ana. He says, look at Rashi, vele moches sheni. He says, Shel ma'avar acher, v'lo lev potro min ha-meches el-arot shehu ne'man v'chashuv. He says, you want it not because it's all agrees that you want moches. You have to show it to two people and there's no junior guard in the cases. But you're going to keep this for the next time you get involved in the situation. You show a guy, look, I've got a pass from the king. So you're going to show him that you're an important guy, so he'll treat you with respect, that you have got this pass in your hands. You know, because some people, like Lahavdil, people who went to the Rebbe when he was alive and they got a dollar from him, they never spent it, right? Even though he gave it to you, give it for tzedakah. But you wanted to keep the Rebbe's dollar. Right? So let's, even if you wrap it up now in plastic, I think I've actually got one. Funny enough, I just remembered, I think I've actually got one. I don't know where it is. Right? And I thought I had one. So those things you don't spend. So now, is it Muktz on Shabbos? I don't know, because it's not money, right? You're never going to use it for anything. So some idea, but yeah, you keep it because it's got no value, but it might be chayav on Shabbos because you're going to use it to show guys how important you are. Now, new bright quickly. Now we've got the case of this shtar chov, the letter of credit, right? Misha parukhayav, and the bright says, if you used it, you patu. And you don't have Rabbi says, no, you also need a why. There's a halacha here. Are you allowed, or if you've already been paid back, repaid, can you keep the letter of credit, letter of debt, showing that the guy owes you money? You meant to tear it up, or he can take it away from you, could destroy it. Otherwise, you could use it again and end up extracting it from him by wrong. That's the machloke. Rabbanan says, you are allowed to keep it there. So therefore, it's got no value. It's asur for you. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You're allowed to keep it. Patur. That's the first answer. Rabbi says, no. Everyone says you aren't going to keep such a star. So why is it still chayev on a hotzah even if you've already used it? The question is, do you need a star to actually be, there's a word for it, ishrur, you know, that's what in Hebrew, la'ashrer, right? You know, like something you have to have it like validated, right? So he says, Tanakama Sava Mode Bashtar Shekatvu Chikhle Kaimo, that even if you admit that it's a star, it's got to be authenticated. Rabbi Yudo Meir, Mode Bashtar Shekatvu and Chikhle Kaimo, right? He says, you have to star, and so therefore it's a valid star, and you could use it without problems. It'd be problematic using it. We'll carry on tomorrow.